Welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, May 16th, 2021, the Ascension of the Lord. My name is Father John Jessica. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and proclaimed the good news everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it. This is the Gospel of the Lord. And so we continue and getting close to the end of our Easter journey, which doesn't end the Easter story, but the story becomes our own. This weekend we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. Jesus had suffered, died, rose again, instructed the apostles, empowered them with the Holy Spirit, and then departs from them so that he can be with them always. He takes his rightful place at the right hand of the Father and commissions them. You know, proclaim the good news to the whole creation. You know, baptize, go and share the good news. This is the unveiling of the mission of the church, to share the good news and to live it out. And it is a command. And of course, we know from the previous week, you know, we're anointed, we're chosen. The apostles did not choose him, he chose them. Just like the Lord chooses each of us to help unfold this story of salvation in our time, in our place, in our circumstances, and in the opportunities that are before us. And once again, it's always a challenge for us to see. Oftentimes we'll put faith as kind of an add-on to what we do in our lives, as a way to, you know, bring us guidance, bring us strength, but kind of view faith as a benefit to the way we live our lives. How can God help me live my life best? As opposed to looking at it and saying, I need the Lord to live my life to the fullest his way, not my way. And it's very clear as we celebrate this Ascension of the Lord that he's given us and he's left in our hands the commission or command to help build the kingdom. And of course, giving us the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to do great things. And he references this. He goes, you know, and these are the signs that will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons, speak in new tongues, pick up snakes in their hands, and they drink any deadly thing. It will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover. You might say, wow, that's far-fetched. I haven't seen too many people who would be able to pick up snakes and do different things. But I think what Jesus is trying to tell us is that with his grace, with his guidance, with his love, and with his Spirit, we're going to be able to do amazing things where we can heal the sick. You know, through forgiveness, through compassion, through mercy. You know, we can do powerful and life-changing things for people when we serve them. When we love them, we can speak in new tongues by showing a different way to live our lives of faith, to live our lives most fully, not in pursuit of things that and possessions and power that can make us happy, but by fulfilling the will of God in our lives, our mission. And that way we can experience new life. And we speak in different tongues by showing and sharing in unique ways the way the Lord has shared and changed our lives. One of the most powerful ways that we can influence others is by sharing how the Lord has changed each of us. To be a witness saying, this is what my life was before, but this is the way it is now with Christ at the center of my life. And so being that witness, being that presence, being that love, you know, we can do amazing things. And I talk to parish volunteers, those who visit the nursing homes, those who bring, you know, prior to the pandemic, communion to the homebound, or those who help with sacramental prep, even online, we see miracles and graces and these things that Jesus is saying, you know, curing the sick, speaking words of inspiration, changing people's lives. These things are happening when we do them for the Lord and when we follow this commission, this command to share the good news, to share our joy and give an explanation, in a sense, of that joy that Christ gives us and that he's always with us in this mission. And because we hear at the end of this gospel, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that accompanied it, he works with us to help share his love. He continues to guide us. He continues to support us. And so to be faithful disciples of our world today, I think we need to realize that the Spirit is within us and to utilize the gift of the Holy Spirit to change people's lives, to offer a better alternative, to offer hope where there is despair, to offer light where there is darkness, and to simply, by the gift of ourselves, we don't have to become someone else. We are a gift and a unique gift made in the image and likeness of God and bestowed special gifts. Not all of us are going to be preachers. Not all of us are going to be, we're all different. We all have unique gifts and we're all called in different ways to help build the kingdom. And when we all act in that way, when we all seek to serve, all of us help build the various components of God's presence and the risen Lord in our lives today. And we know the world needs to see it more and more. But they're only going to be able to see it through you and through me in how we act, how we serve, how we love, in real practical realities of our lives. And I've said this before, we need prayer, we need the sacraments. But we've been commissioned. The Lord has handed on this story of salvation to us, and we get to share in that experience of helping build the kingdom, of bringing healing and hope and love. And that's what a powerful gift that is. You know, we're not spectators. We're not on the sidelines. We're not watching these things happen, but we're invited to participate. And in a sense, the Lord needs us to participate. The Lord needs us to walk with him because he has chosen to work through us. And for that to happen, we need to say yes. For that to happen, we need to surrender to the Lord's guidance, to the Lord's strength, and follow the Lord's path. How do we do that in our own lives? We have to figure that out. We have to have this dialogue, this relationship with the Lord, and then we have to trust. But it's been given to us. How well have we been doing that within our families, in our own personal lives, and in our community? Again, it's not about a preaching, standing on a soapbox, but it's kind of in our ministry and love. How do I treat those who are most distant from me? How do I treat those who challenge me or frustrate me? How do I treat them? How do I serve them? How do I love them? Am I a complainer and don't do anything to change things? Or do I really look for those opportunities where it's saying, yeah, something's not right here. I'm going to try to make the change. And I'm going to do it with gentleness, compassion, and love. My dear friends, the Lord has given us this golden opportunity, has appointed us and anointed us and chosen us to share his good news. Let us respond joyfully, let us respond together, and let us inspire one another to be signs of light and the resurrection in this world. We can do great things with Christ and for Christ to help make this world a much better place, filled with light and hope as we march towards the kingdom of heaven. Where Jesus has gone, we will follow. God bless you, and we'll see you this Sunday.